Good morning, Church of Glenshaw Valley. In today's scripture, Paul is instructing Timothy on stewardship, not only stewardship of people's wealth, their money, but also in their services to God. So please listen to your own special message as I read 1 Timothy 6, 6 through 19, and 17, 6 through 19, some's cut out in the middle. Anyway, but godliness with contentment is great. For we brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of it. But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with that. Those who want to get rich fall into the temptation and trap, and into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. Some people, eager for money, have wandered from faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. Command those who are rich in this present world not to be arrogant, nor to put their hope in wealth, which is so uncertain, but to put their hope in God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. Command them to do good, to be rich in goods, and to be generous and willing to share. In this way, they will lay up treasure for themselves as a firm foundation for the coming age, so that they may take hold of the life that is truly life. Bless the reading and hearing of the scripture.
Thank you, Bill. At this time, Arlie, as the head of the stewardship team, will come forward for a few words before they get into the drama or their other personal statements.
Good morning. Good morning. We just decided that we wanted to do something a little bit different this year. Everybody hears Stewardship Sunday and tries to make other plans, and we wanted this not to be that day. So I want to thank you all, first of all, for coming and not making other plans. And as promised, we want to deliver something a little bit different this year. Special thanks to Carol Kane, who has put together a brief dramatization on stewardship with very little advance notice. So thank you, Carol. And to the participants, also I want to thank people. It's amazing to me how many people offered to give personal statements. And even though we wanted to do something different, we certainly want to keep the service to the normal length. Not everybody pays attention to that. And we do have lunch afterwards, but those of you who offered to make statements and weren't used today, please save those, because we will do this again when it's not Stewardship Sunday, because I think it's great to hear different perspectives from different members of the church. So thanks to all who have helped put this together today. Please join us for a great lunch and afterwards, and I hope you enjoy what is going to happen over the next few minutes. Thanks.
My wife often says, if I get a microphone, I'll never stop talking. So we're going to let him talk a little bit, too.
Having some trouble, John? Can I help?
Obviously, we've rehearsed this. I doubt you could, Dave. I'm figuring my pledge for the church, and it's not working out.
Oh, yeah? How so?
There are just too many bills each month. We can hardly cover them. I'm afraid we'll have to cut back on what we're giving.
Hey, I know times are tough, and I'm with you on that. But if anything, the church needs more support now. Our pledges will help those who have been hit even harder than we have, including some right here in our church.
I know, but with our situation, I just can't see how to justify the expense.
Yeah, you go out to eat occasionally to an actual sit-down restaurant, don't you?
Yeah, though not as much as we used to.
Well, you leave a tip for the server, right? 15%?
I usually do a little bit better than that, but 15's the base these days.
Why don't you just stop tipping? You can save some money there.
No way. I've worked service jobs like that myself. Most of what the waiters and waitresses earn come from those tips. Besides, they're providing me with a service, and I want to show my appreciation.
There you have it. Our pledges, not just money, but of time and talents as well. Those are our tips to the Lord, to show our appreciation for all God has given us.
All God has given us?
This world we're standing in, the air in our lungs, our physical bodies, everything comes from God. And we're not even asked for 15% gratuity.
15% of everything? That would be quite a bill.
It's more than that. Our gifts to the Lord are evidence of our involvement with God. They show that we are united with the Lord in pursuit of God's kingdom.
You're right. I hadn't thought of it that way.
I always remember tips as an acronym to ensure prompt service. In the spiritual sense, it's an acronym as well. It means our totally involved personal service.
TIPS, tips. I get it.
That's right. Totally involved personal service. Totally involved personal savior.
Medical expenses have increased considerably. Therefore, we have to be more conservative with our church giving. However, with our increased leisure time, Carol and I are giving more of our time and talents to the church within the limitation of Carol in the wheelchair. Carol makes the phone calls to members who have missed a few Sundays. Some of you have received those non-billed calls. You're pointing out people who call. Carol is sharing her theater experience and training and talent by bringing dramas into our sanctuary and, in parentheses, maybe in the future, into our McFadden Hall. Let me get through this straight. She is creating the cards to mail to members when they have a birthday, as many of you know, and to offer the cards the upcoming craft show and cookie walk. I sing in the choir, as most of you know, at least I'm up there anyway, which keeps me near Carol if she needs assistance except for Thursday night rehearsals. Together we're now helping the food preparation for the monthly lunches. It's something we do together and it doesn't involve a lot of time, but it certainly is appreciated by many people who've already said thank you, and we've only helped once so far. To summarize, we hope we can continue to support our church with our time and talents, even though our financial support is less than when I was employed. Thank you for listening to us.
For those of you who don't know me, I'm Clara Kaler. I am currently serving as your clerk of session. My sister Kathy, one of the deacons, and my nephew Nathaniel, who has served as a trustee, came here to Glenshaw Valley from a very small Methodist church in Bloomfield. Kathy and I were very active in that church and raised our three boys there. After years of a declining membership and the pastor and organist retiring, the church had to close its doors with about 30 members left. And I agree with Carol, our church searching was not an easy task. We had the comfort of knowing everyone in our old church, and the members were much like family to all of us. We decided to just be people in our new church, not choir members, not officers to serve on boards or committees or have anything to do with making decisions for this church. Well, so much for that. We visited several churches here in the North Hills. Some were too big and some were too small. Then one day we decided to try Glenshaw Valley. And guess what? It was just right. From the moment we walked into the sanctuary, we felt like we were home. It was more than just a building, more than just a place to sit for a Sunday service. It was all good. We sat down to our first service at Glenshaw Valley, and we kept looking at each other at various times. At the greeting, several people shook our hands to welcome us. However, there was one person that took the time to speak with us after the service that made an impact on why we returned. Her name is Marie Yates. She was kind and she smiled at us the entire time she spoke to us. She was eager to know our names and said that she had hoped that we would come back to Glenshaw Valley again. After several more visits, we were sure that we had found our just right place to worship. As time went on, we got to know more and more of the Glenshaw Valley church family. Like most of us, we feel like our friends and family should be the first to celebrate our achievements and the first to wipe away our tears when we face disappointment and heartache. I can honestly say that Glenshaw Valley has been there for us during the good times and the bad times. I think that it's important to remember, especially on Stewardship Sunday, why we come back to church. It's more than a building, more than good sermons and wonderful music. It's about the time we spend with one another and pray for one another and how we can continue to do God's work through our actions. Our commitment to this church family is very important to us. I'd like to think that you feel the same way too. Being a good steward of a church is about supporting the church and the church family. This can be done with your monetary gifts, but also with your time and talents. If you are asked to serve on a board or team, please take the time to pray on that matter. Please don't just say no. It's your devotion to this church that kept us coming back. Kathy, Nathaniel, and I have made a home here at Glenshaw Valley, and when we get the chance, we are glad to tell others of our experience here. Thank you.
I want to thank everyone for their time and the energy, taking the opportunity and be willing to speak about your church and about your experiences here and why you're members and just participating and everything that you do to make Glenshaw Valley the church that we are, that I believe people would want to come to and want to be a part of if more people came through the doors and saw who we are and got to know us. So thank you and God bless you.